We welcome now Scott Petrek, who covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. So, Scott, when you were laying down the odds for the coaching candidates for the Browns, where did you have Ben McAdoo?
You know what? I don't have a huge problem with it. I kind of like the idea of finding a guy that's a young, up-and-comer, off the radar. You know, I know that the Andy Reid comparisons are there, and they're legit. And a guy like Sean Payton, I like the idea of finding a young, offensive, quote-unquote, mastermind that can come in and kind of add some energy and spark something, as opposed to maybe a guy who has been a head coach before and hasn't had a whole lot of success.
Scott, as this coaching search moves on, we were talking earlier, Gus Malzahn, I thought very impressive last night and what he was able to do against Florida State. What's your take on him? How realistic do you think it is that the Browns could get him, and would you want the Browns to get Gus Malzahn?
Well, I think they're definitely interested. You know what? I always have reservations about a college guy, especially a college guy who doesn't have pro experience. And Gus has never been in the NFL, and I think that's a big jump. You'd have to make sure you have an experienced staff around you. I'm not positive that the read option, and we saw a lot of it last night with Auburn, that that's going to work at the NFL level. So I have some reservations about it. I wouldn't be totally against it. I think he'd bring some excitement. You know, people at Auburn, I think, don't expect Gus to leave for the NFL. He's only been there a year. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns have a lot of interest and make a strong push. But I don't think he'll get the job here. But, you know, that wouldn't shock me if he did.
Scott, the timetable, as I understand it, doesn't have a coach being hired by the end of this week. Basically, we'll be a full 2 weeks into the process. And no coach being hired, but possibly after that is when all bets are off or on, if you will, with a hire. Are you concerned about the timetable and its impact on the ability to settle things down with regard to free agency, especially Alex Mack and T.J. Ward, who are due to become free agents?
You know what? Not at this point. If it lingered to the Super Bowl, which it could, if you know, the Browns love Josh McDaniels and the Patriots go to the Super Bowl, or even if they're waiting to interview Adam Gase from Denver and the Broncos wind up going to the Super Bowl, then you start to worry because then the window gets shorter. I still think there's plenty of time to sit down with Mack and Ward. I do think, and we've talked about this before, that it's important not to create more holes on this roster, and I think there's already enough holes. And when people talk about, oh, look at all these Pro Bowlers, and you have to keep in mind, two of these Pro Bowlers / All-Pros are free agents. So in order for this roster to be as attractive as some people think it is to prospective coaches, you got to re-sign those guys.
Is that something that you are hearing is potentially imminent? Are you hearing anything on that front?
Yeah, I think you probably have to wait till you get a coach just so you can start fresh with the 2014 offseason, make sure you're on the same page. You know, and to me, Alex Mack is the number one priority. I think T.J. Ward is not less important. I think it's less of a priority because maybe you can fill that position easier. I think you can make the argument that maybe he's susceptible to some injuries down the road, where with Alex Mack, the guy's never missed a snap. You can count on him for the next 7 or 8 years.